God has shown me an incredibly powerful way to absolutely neutralize envy in your life. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, I have struggled with envy in the past and sometimes even now. If you are in the spiritual life, you will struggle with envy. Why? Because in the spiritual life, you make incredible efforts to climb the mountain of God. You make all these efforts to conquer sin, to learn how to pray, to grow in your faith. And then you see people running past you at half the effort and you think, oh my gosh, how are they doing that? And I'm making all this effort, or you're praying for this or for that healing or conversion for years, no answer. The person next to you prays for one moment, God answers them. And these types of experiences are the source of envy. Now, here's how you can neutralize it. And it's really, really incredible, better than any other thing that I've done before. Now, when you look at every sin or every emotion, behind it, there is some good. Here is the key to unlocking it. When you are envious of another person, pride is blinding you. If you remove that pride, you can actually see that you actually deeply love and admire that person. You're just angry that they have something that you think you don't have. Do you see that? The key to unlocking envy is recognizing that you love that person. You actually really love that person. You wish you were like them. It's actually love. And when you see that, when you remove that hard-heartedness, that fear, you can approach them and realize, wow, let me actually not be afraid to approach them because I want to be like them so bad. You have this intense desire for the thing that they have. So now let's take that. It's a deep love for that person, an intense desire for something that they have that you think you don't have or that you actually may not have. Desire. That's important. Saint Therese teaches us that God wants to give us the desires of our hearts. All the saints teach us that. The scriptures teach us that. But Saint Therese, in a particular way, she's really key on that. She speaks about how, God, how can you have given me this desire if you were not to fulfill it? What was the desire to be a missionary? She was a cloistered nun. How on earth would she be a missionary? It's fulfilled after her life in writing the book, spreading all over the world, the autobiography of a soul, or the story of a soul. She became a missionary. Her desire was fulfilled. So with envy, there's this lie that comes about because we see someone that we love. We deeply love them, but we don't want to admit it because of pride. They have something that we think we don't have. And the devil comes in to lie and he says, God doesn't want to give it to you, or you don't already have that. So the devil lies to us in a number of different ways, making us think that God is not going to give us what we see that other person have. So you have to conquer that lie and get on your knees and pray, Lord, I love this person. I want so badly what they have, and I'm struggling to believe that you're going to give it to me. Lord, please, I'm going to step out in faith and trust that you do want to give me this thing. Please give it to me. If you follow those steps, you will neutralize envy. Now let's go to a practical example of how this works. Suppose that you are someone who thinks that they are less beautiful. And you see, let's say you're a woman, and you see another woman who's very beautiful, and she's holy, and she's smart, and she has the whole package, everything. Because sometimes when you see someone else who has something, you maybe look at the things that they don't have. Let's say that she has a wonderful life and wonderful parents. She has the whole package. But the particular thing that you're envious of is her beauty. You need to admit that you love her beauty. You need to admit that you think she's beautiful. You need to put aside that pride and say, you know what? I think she's beautiful too. In fact, I wish I had that, but I feel like I don't. You give thanks for the beauty that she has. Then you turn to God in prayer and you say, Lord, I'm going to believe that maybe through a miracle, but somehow you can make me as beautiful as her. Several things are going to happen when you pray. One, it could happen that God reveals to you that you actually are already beautiful, maybe even physically in ways that you didn't realize, but you're so used to living with yourself that you don't look in the mirror clearly. And God actually pulls that veil and shows you, you already are beautiful. Don't you see that? Let me show you through my eyes, and God reveals to you your own beauty. Or he shows to you, look, you're looking at the surface only. Your heart is so beautiful, don't you see? And God shows you how perhaps you're exteriorly or interiorly way more beautiful than you would realize. Or the second way that he could answer that is, yes, I do want to make you more beautiful, and that's going to happen interiorly. So God does want to answer that prayer. And when you turn all that desire into a prayer that is asking for something sincere, God always says yes. Now, even with other examples, suppose you're envious that someone has a Mercedes-Benz, and you're like, Lord, please give me a Mercedes-Benz. So you have this envy for the other person. Again, it's the same process. You admit that you actually love that person. You love what they have. You let yourself admire what they have, and in admiring, you shall grow to be like that person and obtain it. Then you pray, Lord, give me a Mercedes-Benz, and perhaps God will show you, look, what is it that you really want? You want a good car. Let me give you a job that is better for you to have a decent car that you can be satisfied with. Or what's behind having a vehicle? Freedom. Let me show you that you already have what the Mercedes-Benz would give you. You already have freedom. You already have your legs that can take you almost anywhere. And God can either show you that you already have what you're envying, or he's going to give you the means to obtain it. My friends, I hope this helps you. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.